So here we're just going to prepare the physical and mental body for pranayama. Just work into a nice slow two-step breathing pattern. We always want to remember that before doing any pranayama or alternate nostril breathing or deeper ideation, we want to make sure that the mind is settled, that it's comfortable, that you're in a good place. So whatever prep work is needed should be taken care of to reach that very balanced, quiet space before engaging in pranayama. So, and then maybe start working into a three-step breathing pattern. Inhale, purak, retention of breath, kumbhak, and exhale, rechak. Just nice, slow patterns. Like anything else, the more frequently we meditate, the quicker the mind starts adjusting and forming itself to that practice. So we shouldn't think that, oh, we have to do a meditation for an hour every 3 days, but rather 5 minutes every 3 hours is far more effective. And the first part of any breathing or any meditative practice is our breathing, is closing the eyes and using our breath to balance mentally and physically. And with regularity, one will feel, yeah, I'm at that space. My mind is settled. It's ready for the next endeavor. And it's pointed. Let's just take some time to breathe with the oceans, to breathe with the cosmos. Just like we're a living, breathing, organic entity, this whole universe has its natural pulsation. It has its rhythm or flow. And the more we synchronize our breath, our mental rhythm with that greater cosmic rhythm, the better off we are. Some people call it living closer to the earth or living closer with nature or being with nature. The yogis will say it's being one with your cosmic self. But there's no pushing or pulling, but you just move in that greater universal entitative rhythm. So take some time to establish yourself there. Breathing in and of itself is not the be-all, end-all of our meditative practice. As discussed, sometimes we use a visualization Let's try visualization now, and then we'll work about ideation and other things. See out to the most distant star, keeping the eyes closed and spanning across the galaxies. Inhale and draw all the luminescence of that star deep inside to the mind. And then exhale all the sweetness and charms of your mind way back out across that cosmos. And just start working with that. Inhale, exhale, making a link. And that's a lot what meditation is. It's not just closing yourself up, but you're creating a relationship with the universe around you. That's what's trying to be realized, that inherent link that exists. Now, using that same type of visualization, instead of sharing the luminescence, just imagine you're just having an interplay of love and compassion between yourself and the cosmos around you. Everybody likes to feel loved, to feel cared for, and people like to care for others as well. So start taking that type of feeling, that ideation, with each and every respiration. Kind of hold on to that idea, that feeling. We're going to work into pranayama here. First, we'll go through the physical motion, and then we'll all take it into, combine all the aspects. Take your right thumb and press the right nostril closed. Inhale through the left nostril. Then cover the left with the third and fourth fingers and exhale out through the right as you remove the thumb. Keep the hands as is. Inhale through the right nostril. And then cover the right nostril with the thumb and exhale out through the left. And do one more physical round. And one more round means in through the left, out through the right, in through the right, out through the left. That constitutes one round, so do one by yourself. And when you finish that, just relax the hand, let the arms relax, and work back into that visualization, that, or ideation as you like, that interplay between yourself and that greater universe, whatever you deem to be out there. We're not just islands that are totally disparate and disconnected. There is a greater link. And it feels good to kind of let go of one's own egoistic feeling and let one's own I feeling become a little bit more vast. Good. Keeping the hands disengaged, relaxed. On your inhale, draw in all the light and love through the universe, deep inside, and hold that in your heart. And then when you like, exhale, express all the tender feelings of your heart and let that give a whole refreshing exchange with the universe. Good. So in the inhale, you're nurturing, you're drawing in, you're filling yourself with effulgence, with love and light. And on the exhale, you're sharing all those inner aspirations and painting that love all the way out. It's a way to heal, to grow, to connect, to cultivate. And when that whole feeling, when your heart, your mind, every cell of your existence is imbibed with that idea of aspiration, of inspiration, of wanting to connect, to link, then you can start your pranayama meditation with that alternate nostril breathing and just focus on your ideal of sharing, of growing, of expansion, of love. So take some time and do your pranayama. Might do 3 or 4 rounds. And when you do complete your rounds, then just soak up that quietness, that beatitude, knowing that you're nurturing your cells, your mind, your whole being. Letting the mind float in that more sentient, more buoyant place that makes us feel light, relaxed, connected. And that's really what our meditation is about tapping into those higher echelon, that quieter, that more subtle aspect of mind, above and beyond the noise and confusion, the flow and mix-up of emotions, and getting to that very sentient stance of equanimity. It's kind of like getting up on a stepladder and getting a new perspective on life, seeing things that we didn't see and taking on a new vision. That's what we want from our meditation. And that's something we can share with others as well. When you lie, gently close out your meditation. Keep the eyes open or closed and just keep that feeling with you as you prepare to move on to the next thing in life. Namaskar.